In My Father's House by Cecil Morris. The house that dementia built my father filled with people. It hummed with talk both day and night. A host of long-lost relatives returned to relive stories he'd never shared with me. Sometimes I was his brother, the younger joking brother I at least knew, but 7 years late then. And sometimes I was his older brother or his father, men I had never met. Dad would tell stories and I would add comments. I remember that now, or that must have made you laugh. Little feats of reflexive listening that made his eyes light up, made him chuckle and squeeze my arm with fingers harder than any I remembered from my youth. Uncle Tobe made appearances, and Martin, and Aunt Nora, and Peg, who might have been a dog. And when family would not appear, when Dad seemed his most vacant, lost, his blue eyes faded gray and dull, his body sinking in his recliner, Dad's friends from the old shows came a-callin'. When I'd bring him apple slices and peanut butter toast and urge him to eat, he'd tell Barn to calm down, to hold his horses. He'd tell Festus he needed a shave and a new hat, and to get his horse saddled and ready for him to ride. Some days he'd ask me to call in Della. And some days I would be me, his son. And our conversation would be the dull stuff of work and which birds had visited the feeders in his yard. The feeders I have at my house now.